A podfic of We Better Make a Start, written by Liger Cat, read by Podfic Fairy 28. Summary. When was the last time something newsworthy happened in Danville that wasn't the result of something you and Ferb did? End of summary. You want to leave Danville? When they'd started talking post-graduation plans, that hadn't been what Phineas was expecting to hear. Isabella sighed, bringing her head down from where she'd been staring at the clouds to meet his eyes. Phineas, I'm getting a journalism degree. What am I going to do with that in Danville? He shrugged. Same thing you'd do with it anywhere else? And when was the last time something newsworthy happened in Danville that wasn't the result of something you and Ferb did? That was easy. There was... Well, what about... No. Phineas blinked. Wow, there really wasn't much. Not since the last political scandal. Most of the time, the newspapers just covered new exhibits at the zoo or museum and information about local events or elections. Rarely anything that required investigative journalism. Probably nothing that would keep her attention. He bit his tongue. He was sure there were ways of making Danville more newsworthy, but that would be him causing it, which she didn't want. But... He broke eye contact, resting his jaw on his bent knee. Where would you go? I don't know, she paused. Where would you like to go? Nowhere. He liked his hometown. Visiting other places was fine and all, but they weren't home. Then again, if she left, if Ferb decided he liked it better off in England, if Buford stayed gone, if Baljeet took that transfer out of state, would it stay home? All he'd have here would be his parents and Candace. His parents, who were off traveling half the time since the nest was empty, and Candace had her own family now to occupy her time. She didn't need him hanging around for lack of anything better to do. There were too many ifs, too many variables. She hadn't even asked him what he wanted to do after graduation. Maybe she knew it didn't matter, not if he followed her. His plans would have to be altered to fit, and he could do it too. They were flexible enough. Mostly because he didn't have that many. And those he did have weren't based around a future career. Heck, even after years of working for his degree, he still wasn't completely sure what he actually wanted to do with his life, except that he really would like to do it with the person sitting next to him on the grass, and with a certain person currently on the other side of the world, and all his plans were about just that. So there was only one answer to her question. Wherever you are. End of Podfic. If you liked this podfic, I would really appreciate knowing, and I would suggest that you also let the author know that you liked the fic. Now, without further ado, on to the bloopers. Most of the time, the new... Okay. This is covering, pardon me. That's very helpful. The end.